And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Heck Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we are in a far worse mood than we sound. Anyway, this should cheer us up. Fast Blood, Sexual Healing. You're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fast Blood and Sexual Healing. We'll talk about it in just a second. First of all, Tony, what is Fast Blood's Bandcamp page?
Fastblood.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. FASTBLOOD.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, Paulie B on the internet, Neil. That was a rip snorter of an opening track. Punk rock from the northeast, Tony.
Excellent.
And as I look down our set list for today's show, it does mean I'm going to have something fairly out of order to say at the end of this show. Not that that comes as any major surprise to you. And if we get more from Fast Blood, we will. I think that came via Damn It Records. Damnations.
Okay.
I think. Not absolutely sure. I'm a bit all over the place this week.
Okay.
I'm a bit all over the place. And I know that you are sad. So what better way to cheer us up than some additional material? If you've got a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. We've heard from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. Wonderful, isn't it?
It's lovely.
Absolutely wonderful. Jeff says, a guy just in front of me got knocked over by a runaway shopping cart, and if I hadn't paused to look at a couple of fish fillets, it could have been me. I immediately thought, there but for the brace of cod, go I. P.S. My movie idea was a naked version of Dune called Nude, but there are places no one wants sand. That's more interesting and funny, the last bit. He goes with interesting or funny, doesn't he? Or then funny or interesting. And this week, he's gone with funny and then interesting. Anyway, that's all for Jeff. If you think you can do as well as that, anything really, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear his thing again. It's a good one, isn't it? I am talented.
Too good.
But we're so depressed, aren't we, Tone? We're sad and depressed. And my body is broken.
My will is broken.
And your spirit. Anyway, shall we play two songs in a row instead?
Yes.
Right, Staging the Kaiser Killers, who I'm really looking forward to talking about. And indeed the band after them. But first of all, Rock and Roll Rebels, Tony. Now, we played them before. You might remember they are a band from Poland that had sent me an email that said you might like some of our covers, and we played one of their covers, and then I thought, you know what, I do actually like their other stuff as well. So we got the album, and here comes a track from it. If I'm talking a bit randomly at this point, it's because their Facebook link doesn't work and I can't find any other information for them. So what you have to do is type into Google Rock and Roll Rebels Poland, and then you might find something. That's the best I can do for you. It remains Paulie B Internet 0, Tony 1, and this, bizarrely enough, is Try As You Might. No!
the call. The squeal of ties down like a shopping mall. A guy last seen in a seedy bar was found next morning in the trunk of his car.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
This is like, I'm going through this eyes and teeth thing where we take a break for the song and we come back for this bit, and I'm sort of going, and then you go, aha, and here we are, woohoo!
Yeah.
In real life, I'm dying inside, Tony.
I'm already dead.
Well, yeah, well, there is that. That was Kaiser Killers, they're not dead. Gone Crazy. Right? And again, I can't work out where they're from, but what I will say is they are basically from rock and roll, because they've been in so many other bands before they got to this one. It's a story in itself, and you can find out about the story of the band, but not where they're from, on their website, which is
KaiserKillers.com.
It's KaiserKillers.uk.
Oh.
That's weird, isn't it? I didn't know that happened.
Hmm.
That can happen, can it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's KaiserKillers.uk. K-A-I-S-E-R, killers.uk. Paulie B and Instant One, Tony One. That's weirded me out. Like, we needed anything else to freak us. But anyway, it's a really good read. Go on the website and read about it, because you just go, my goodness, these chaps have been busy down the years.
Wow.
Kaiser Killers, Gone Crazy. Tony, you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page facebook.com/Punky Radio. like the page, leave us a comment to get in touch. As we say, easy way to get leave us a comment is to reply to last week's post, and we'll see it and we'll read it out. It's pretty much that. It's quite simple, really. Just the one this week.
Well, just before you do it, I'm going to have a coughing fit. All right, so hang on a minute. I think that's all right. That wasn't a fit. That was okay.
Okay.
You don't even need to edit that out.
One comment, and attentive fans from last week will know it's from Anne Kay.
Hey!
Who got in touch.
I love Anne Kay, you know.
You do.
I love her, really. I love her. I nearly got the chance to go and see her last year as well, but I ended up not going south.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not a euphemism.
No, not a euphemism, Tony. I'm not planning on going south on Anne Kay. I think her husband of 70 years might have something to say about it.
We never know.
I say 70 years. Anne Kay is not, in fact, 90 years old. But they've been married a long time.
Yeah.
I think. Or they've been together a long time. Oh, I don't know. Shut up, Paul. Anne Kay
says, cooking while dancing around to the Zip Heads. Just one of the ways Punky Radio has made my life better. Smiley face, party face.
And Zip Heads saw it and liked it because she included them in it. And they liked the comment as well, which is nice. And I miss them at the weekend at Bedlam. I think they were on the Friday night, I think. And I was only there on the Sunday. We'll hear about that in a bit.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. But we're tiring of life, aren't we, Tony?
Oh, yes.
Problem here. Loud Stark will cheer us up, mate.
Cool.
They are, I'm going to call them, well, I'm not sure how you pronounce where they're from. What I've got down is they are German loonies from Euskirchen. Euskirchen. Do you think that's Euskirchen?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it has to be, wouldn't it? Because we don't know.
No.
I think we're going to need a German specialist. If only we knew someone.
If only we knew someone who might leave us a comment next week telling us how to pronounce it.
Yeah, or maybe there was just someone sat in the next room to you.
Oh, well, yeah.
Who could probably help.
She's so far away.
So far away to me. It's a bit of Dire Straits there.
Ooh.
God, I'm in Dire Straits. I'm not actually in Dire Straits. That's the thing, isn't it? When people are in Dire Straits, you say, oh, he's in Dire Straits. Is he? Is he good friends with Mark Knopfler? No, he's not in Dire Straits. He's in Dire Straits. That's what I said. He's in Dire Straits. Why am I? I just want this show over. Right then. Loud Stark, Tony.
Okay.
I'm just so looking forward to this. I really ought to shut up so we can play it. What is Loud Stark's, and I'm saying Stark, I know it's wrong, but Loud Stark's Bandcamp page?
Loudstark.bandcamp.com.
You'd hope so, but no, it isn't. And I think it's to do with how you spell their name and what they've got on the end of it. Loud Stark, I think the translation of it is volume.
Right,
I think.
Well, loud would be loud, wouldn't it? I guess.
What, and Stark's quiet? And gets loud quiet. Do you think?
Why not?
The German for volume is loud quiet. Yeah. There we go, it's official. From now on, Tony, turn up the loud quiet. Pump up the loud quiet. Pump up the loud quiet. Jam. Loud Stark are hilarious. You're going to find out why. Their Bandcamp page, I'm going to spell it out to you, is LoudStaerke, because it's an A and an E put together, the extra word Loudster. It's probably not a problem. I'm probably talking bollocks, but anyway, I'll say it again, LoudStaerkeDE. It's Loudstark DE. It's volume Germany, Tony.
Right.
Loudstark DE. .bandcamp.com. Close but no cigar. Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 1, and this is Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus.
Blumen im Garten, so 20 Arten von Rosen, Tulpen und Narzissen. Leisten sich heute die kleinsten Leute, das will ich alles gar nicht wissen. Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus, die draußen am Balkon. Hollari, hollari, hollaro.
Sorry, did you just say cake?
No, I said okay.
Oh, I thought you were just obsessing.
No, get when
you're obsessing
ready.
About a jam sponge. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lyle Stark and Mein Kleiner Grüner Kaktus. I absolutely love that song. I'm also laughing about the fact that the bit you heard at the start of this was a bit I was about to say to Tony, you'd probably edit that bit out, but then I thought you might as well leave it in. This whole thing might as well just be a complete fucking mess. Like our lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, if we get any more for Lyle Stark, we're fucking playing it. I'm telling you that right now. Did you do anything last week?
So work week, Friday night, went out with my company, took them all out for a meal, and we all got absolutely smashed. It was not a good week.
Two glasses of wine.
There were shots, there was tequilas, there was baby Guinnesses.
Did you just properly go for it? Go, yeah. It's the last hurrah.
The company is screwed royally, and we went out.
Was that why you took them for dinner?
No, it just happened to coincide with the end of the world. So I bought everyone a curry, and then we went out. We went to the castle, and we spent a lot of money drinking, and then we went to the
Did you say to them, no starters?
Yeah. Which I think I am. Made of money.
The castle's an expensive pub as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous. 40 quid rounds in there.
Yeah, it's an expensive pub.
But I wasn't buying. The staff bought me drinks, and we all got smashed.
What do you mean you weren't buying?
I weren't buying the drinks.
Why weren't you buying the drinks?
I bought the food.
Because you were, that was the deal, was it? You said...
It wasn't really the deal. I got the feeling that the staff just wanted to get me drunk.
Right.
But we all got drunk anyway.
No, I just thought you were going to say, right, here's some rice, now get me smashed.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way I roll. But no, I've not been that drunk in a while. I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Had to cancel band practice on Saturday. Did not get out of bed for hours. I've been ill all weekend.
Oh, no.
And now I am financially and spiritually broken man.
We're in the right fucking mess, aren't we?
But that was my week. How was your week?
Well, look, it started off all right, really. I got the room sorted out and it's listed. Get a lodger in. So that was great. Then it just went absolutely downhill. Forest have been deducted 4 points. They only got a draw against Luton. And then I went for, you know, what was a brilliant day. I went to Bedlam Breakout on Sunday in Northampton. Went to Steve's on Saturday night because I saw my mum Saturday. Sorry, saw my mum Saturday afternoon. Spent most of the afternoon in her loft throwing things out.
Okay.
Because she was downstairs catching them. Not catching them, but she's not, you know, she's frail. But it was, there were loads of blankets and duvets and pillows and that. I couldn't stop myself blowing them out. Right. Then I went up to Steve. Didn't get to Steve's about 10:30. I said, listen, mate, we don't need to have a late one here. In the Duke's Arms, sorry.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And I said, we don't need to have a late one here. I know we've all got things to do. We're all going to be going off and having this huge day at Bedlam. And I said that to him at 10:30.
Mm.
Went to bed at 4:15.
Right.
Right. A bad decision.
Yeah.
I got up at about midday on Sunday to find out from Steve that the other three people that were coming with us had dropped out. And he now couldn't go either because he couldn't get cover for the pub. So I was going to have to go to Bedlam by myself. I figured there'd be other people there. But then he offered me a lift. He went, I'll give you a lift and I'll pick you up. I went, you legend.
Oh.
So Steve delivered me to Northampton when I was then left unsupervised, Tony. And you know what happens when I'm left unsupervised?
Well, that's not good, is it?
No, I drink faster on my own than with other people. Right, and there were those people that I knew there, and I bumped into Janet, who listens to Punky sometimes, from British Columbia.
Okay.
And I managed to, I don't think I really pissed off her boyfriend. I think he was too nice.
Right.
But I say boyfriend, partner, I'm afraid I didn't know, might be husband, I'm afraid I don't know. But I made a terrible error. I heard him talking, I thought, he does not sound Canadian. And I tried to place the accent, and I said, he's New Zealand. He went, no, Australia. You don't want that, do you?
Oh.
No, yeah, I know. And I thought, oh, I'm on a hiding to nothing with this fella. But no, really, really nice bloke. And I saw Nate Russ, and I saw Sunbat. These Scarecrows, a.k.a., are a brilliant live act. They're really, really great. And they were on, and they were the first band that I saw. And once I'd seen them, I decided to go for something to eat. Because there was a break, you see.
Mm.
I thought I'd have a pint first. Went in the Bear, right, which is the pub across the road through the car parking lot. It's where all the psychobillies go. And they reduced their prices of beer in the Bear for the psychobillies. So a pint of Landlord was £2.90, except that the barrel went, as the landlord of the pub was pouring mine. So he said, I'll have to go and, I was going to change the barrel. Do you want something else? I went, no, I'll just wait. It's fine. Anyway, he went off. A few minutes later, he came back. He's pulling it through, and it took quite a while to pull it through, and he's had to get a big jugs out and all sorts of things. And he does it, gets through the whole lot, and then he gets me a pint and says, what do you think of that? That look all right? I went, looks absolutely brilliant. And he went, on the house.
Oh
yeah, free pint for Paulie. That's all I fucking need. Like,
yeah.
I don't need extra. Like, anyway, I went from Chinese, and obviously when I go for a meal with my mate Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
The first thing we do when we sit down is order a bottle of red wine. So I did. But this was just for me, wasn't it? This was just a little drink with my meal. So I had a bottle of red wine. Actually, the table got some of it because I spilled a glass. Because I was already had a few by then. Went back to the gig. Hung about. I saw Nate Eve. I saw all sorts of people. And then the last two bands that were on, Astro Zombies, were absolutely terrific. And Guana Bats were just different gravy. Absolutely brilliant. Then I went across the road to the Bear, where Steve was coming to pick me up because he wanted to see one of the bands in the Bear. So he came back, went to the Bear with me. I got him a wristband so he could get in, but he didn't need one anyway. He just walked in, so I ended up walking around with a wristband that nobody wanted. He stayed there. Then we drove back, but I don't really know what happened on that journey. I may have been asleep, I may not. Then we got back to his at about, I don't know what time it was, maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, couldn't tell you. And then we stayed up drinking. That was all I needed. Woke up at lunchtime today at his in Northampton, knowing that I had to get back here. Didn't drag myself away from there till nearly 2 o'clock. Came back here, got straight on with this and sorted all this out and just doing things. And then remembered just before we started at 7:30 that I hadn't even been for a shit.
Oh dear.
Terrible. So I did that. So there we are. We are right up to date. So we had to start recording this 15 minutes late, and we're recording it a day late anyway because I hadn't had a poo.
Yeah.
Pathetic, isn't it? But Bed and Breakout is brilliant. That's probably the worst review of a music festival there has ever been. I spent more time talking about a landlord changing a barrel than any of the bands. But that's what you get from us. Sod it. Right. And then I've also got down in my notes for things to talk about here, I put at the end, Jesus. But I think that's not a conversation about Jesus, although it's handy for what's coming next. It's just me going, oh, Jesus. But anyway, let's play something by The Cramps, shall we?
Okay.
Right, The Cramps are brilliant. One of my favourite ever bands. You will not see them again because the lead singer, Lux Interior, died about, oh, God, about almost 20 years ago, I think, now.
Okay.
Awful, isn't it? But just such a terrific band. And I've shied away from playing their stuff in the past out of respect to the guitar player, Poison Ivy, who was his wife, and she was the brains behind the band as well. She wrote a load of the songs, and she recorded them, and she did all sorts of things. And she became a recluse when he died, and the whole band music just stopped for her. She started doing something else. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is a track from their last album. There's not a website for them. All you got to do is type into Google The Cramps Band and let the world unfold for you in majesty. This is from a track from their last album, Fiends of Dope Island, and I absolutely love it. It remains Paulie the Internet 2, Tony 1, and this is Elvis fucking Christ.
Well, I fell out of bed this morning, saw what the guy on the TV said. The Big Rock Awards crowned a brand new king. It should have been me instead. Don't they know that I'm Elvis fucking Christ? Elvis fucking Christ. Chicken plucking, run amok in Elvis fucking Christ. Woman, I run an evil big black mask. I got two brass globes, you've got to admit. My animal plumb is fast. It's obvious, Elvis fucking Christ. Elvis fucking Christ. Bronco bucking, jiving, shucking. Elvis fucking Christ. I'm the captain of the cavalry. I'm the queen of outer space. I got a she-devil orgy in a twilight zone. She had panties of the Queen Anne's lace. I'm telling you, Elvis fucking Christ. Elvis fucking Christ. Bad luck in Mack truck and Elvis fucking Christ. All right now.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Cramps and Elvis fucking Christ. What a song. What a band. That was From the Vaults. Ultimate Vaultness. Ultimate Vaultness, Tony. I was thinking as well, you know, about you on Friday night with the lads, your staff, your employees, right? Just wondering whether they waited till you went to the toilet and one of them said to the other one, do you think if we get him pissed enough, he might forget he's sacking us?
Didn't work.
No, no, and then they came back, shots all round.
Keep him going, to make him so drunk he can't say the words.
Yeah, yeah. I can't buy you. I'll see you Monday.
What's yours?
I'll see you Monday. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
Means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Like, do you know that? We may have talked about it before. That game, I call them computer games. It's probably not a computer game because it was on a Sony, I think, or PlayStation or something, but it was called Oddworld.
Yes.
Yeah, Oddworld. And it featured Abe, who was this weird alien little
thing. Farted.
Weird creature thing that farted, yeah. But as you got on to the later levels, when he was saving his mates, some other sorts of mates that he had to save kind of showed up, and one lot of them were the suicidal ones. Do you remember the suicidal ones?
I think so, yeah.
They were fantastic. They basically walked behind him really slowly because they wouldn't keep up because they just wanted to die. And every once in a while, they just go, And that was how I've been feeling. And I bet how you've been feeling as well, just walking around the house going,
Yeah.
Anyway, gigs, cheers up, man.
Thanks for gigs. If you have a gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing and where are they playing. How much is it to watch them play? You haven't sent me one. So I've had a look.
Right.
So this Thursday, the 21st of March, at the Robin, which is near Wolverhampton.
All right.
Ed Tudor Pole.
Oh, is he? Brilliant.
Yeah. Songs and stories from a punk rock icon.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah. It's the robin.co.uk. Gig tickets are gigantic. It does not say how much it is. But it's a small venue. The Robin is the venue, if I didn't mention it. Yeah, so yeah, if you do on a Thursday night, if you want to see Ed Tudor Pole, we only played him recently.
Go and have a look. And I did send him a message. I haven't heard back.
Right, okay. He's then down the road.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I might drive over.
There you go.
And go, oi, reply to your messages. And then just leave again.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, there you go. So
if you get the chance to go to that on Thursday night, go.
Yep.
He is a legend. What I'm interested about particularly, though, is the fact that you call it gigantic, which makes perfect sense. It's a gig and antic. I've always looked at it and thought it was gigantic.
Gigantic is probably what it is, isn't it? But I quite like to pronounce it so you know how to spell it for the URLs, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant, mate. It's gigantic.
It's gigantic.
It's gigs and antics, mate.
Yeah.
Gigs and antics. It's gigantic. All right, is that it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Haverford West.
You know what? Other people have found that very funny. There are people in the Duke's Arms that say it to me. There are people. That is one of the only things that's ever really caught people's attention. Is they just say, it's like, travel west. No, I have a full focus. That's very observant of you. Right, let's crack on.
Yep.
This sounds about right for you, Tony. You could call them the resignators.
Mm.
This is the resignators. The resignators, Tony. Victorian ska troublemakers. And by that, I mean they're not from the past. They're from Australia. They're from the place just under, not safe for work.
Yes.
Because we live in a bizarre parallel universe where we have a different name or word for pretty much everything that happens. This show must confuse a lot of people. Must do. Anyway, the resignators are great. And we're going to play them now. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/theresignators.
It is. Face the Contours, that's T-H-E, The Resignators, R-E-S-I-G-N-A-T-O-R-S. Facebook.com/ The Resignators, making it. Now, what does that make? Make Tony 2.0 instead too. Brilliant. Rabbit hole. Listen to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I saw Guana Bats last night. They were brilliant. That was The Resignators, Rabbit Hole. Find out more about them, facebook.com/ The Resignators. Are you doing anything this week?
No. No. Work, doing things. No band practice, because I fucked that one up. That's it, I think.
I really, really thought you were going to say then, well... Well, I was planning on maybe committing suicide, but I can't afford the razor blades.
Can't afford it.
1-8-PA, you know, I've said this before, but he had to save up to declare himself bankrupt. Do you remember this?
That rings a bell, yeah.
I think it cost £500 to declare yourself bankrupt. He didn't have the money. So he had to save up to declare himself bankrupt. It's a ridiculous system, isn't it? I mean, that is the fucking Tories all over.
Oh, fucking Tories.
They're unbelievable. Oh,
bastards.
But anyway, you're not doing anything this week.
No.
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 And all I'm doing is a daily Duolingo Spanish lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I can tell everyone that I can eat apples, but not a lot else. And I don't know how useful that will be, particularly as, actually, I'm the kind of guy who can't eat apples. I haven't got any teeth. nightmare. You have to chop them up into really small chunks. So I've learned I can eat apples.
Right.
Or I eat apples. Yokomo. It's Yokomo, isn't it?
I can't remember.
Yokomo Manzana. Yokomo Manzanas. I eat apples. And I fucking don't.
Right.
So it's like, I'm going to have to learn I fucking don't. As the next thing, so I can cover that. So that's all I'm doing this week, and that's all you're doing this week. I'm now going to tell you that the next track that we're going to play isn't the thing that I said it was. It's something else. It's the band, but not the thing. The reason is, the band are the Sex Organs, Tony, and their album is out. I think it came out on Friday.
Okay.
And the album is called, it's like it's named after us, the album is called We're Fucked. Right?
Right.
It is Swiss Dutch Garage Madness. They are a two-piece, one after the Anomalies, one after the Jackets, one of those, and they're just great. Via Voodoo Rhythm Records. What is the Sex Organs website?
TheSexOrgans.com.
TheSexOrgans.net.
Yeah.
Paulie B on the internet, 3. Tony, 2. Asshole.
Schwanz.
Behind the bushes, he has victims with glee.
I don't want that wine. I want wine for tenner. But anyway, right. Where are we now? I've got everything wrong. We've just had two songs in a row that I didn't tell you about. The Sex Organs Asshole, and then this one was The Cavemen, One Leg in a Waterbed. Right, absolutely brilliant. Their album's out as well. You've got to get hold of it. Best way to find out more about them is to go to their Bandcamp page, which is...
thecavemennz.bandcamp.com.
It is thecavemennz.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet 3. One left. What's going to happen, Tony? Will you win it? Who knows? Am I just talking randomly because I know you've got nothing to say here? Quite possibly.
I think we'll both lose. I think it's that kind of week this week. There can be no winner.
There can be no winner.
There can be no winners. Like a really fucking shit Highlander.
just a load of Highlanders hanging around going, we just can't finish the job. If they brought out a sequel and called it Highlanders, I would love that. There's fucking loads of them. They're everywhere. So, this is pointless.
Some days you just can't cut off a head.
Some days. Why is this sword so blunt? I'm sawing away at Sean Connery. I'm sawing away at him.
Your neck is so thick and sinewy. Think about even, that, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, I can't even cut his fucking hair. So basically, you haven't got a twat.
I've got nothing.
Go on, just tell people what they should be doing.
If you've got a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All chats will be with thanks, every chat responded to. The Tories have not been twatted nowhere near enough throughout this whole 14 years, but we get a lot of American twats, we don't get a lot of English twats. Let me know your twats. Well, I want twats. Twat me up, buttercup.
Twat me up, buttercup.
Yeah.
I feel like twatting you for that.
Thank you very much.
But anyway, the point is, this has just been a tepid mess, hasn't it? Thank God the music is brilliant and we're ending well. And the reason that I was laughing when I realised what I'd done with the first band, the last band we're playing this week are the Menstrual Cramps, Tony.
Mm.
It's DIY queer punk from Bristol.
Oh.
And the very first band we played was punk rock from the North East called Fast Blood.
Oh, God.
I haven't done well with this one. I really haven't. This is great. And what I didn't say at the start was, you can probably pick out, if you have a finely tuned ear, well, I don't need that finely tuned ear, but in the first track, it's sung in Geordie. It's a real Geordie accent, or it might have been a northeast accent, shall I say.
Hmm.
And the Menstrual Cramps, proper Bristolian accent here, and I find it really endearing. Not only is it a great song, not only they're a great band, but actually lyrically, when you listen to it sonically, I find it sonically endearing, Tony.
Mm.
And they will not thank me for that. They no. will not. It's no. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 3. We've got one less. Are we doing this for a point, or are you just going to get it so wrong that I have to take a point off me as well?
Probably.
Oh, we're just going to find out.
What are we looking for?
You're an international man of mystery and basic failure. What is the Menstrual Cramps website?
Trapmeupbuttercup.org.
It's themenstrualcramps.com. But because you got it so wrong, I can't give myself the point. It remains just, will it never end, draw life. Thing, you know, everything like that.
Just doesn't end.
It's 3-3, Tony. It's 3-3. It's all the threes. 33. 3-3. I just want everything to... I'm just waiting for the darkness. Let's hear it. I just realised we haven't played it yet.
No.
This is the Menstrual Cramps. Class War, My Lover.
In society, race oppressed dividers, sex and sexuality they define us. The white man, he wants to bribe us for our lives, to fight or run, it's fight or flight in our shared plight. Stand up, we're survivors, top down, education, top down, feeds the nation, top down, education, top down, feeds the nation, trickle down, economics, they never work, they never work. Trickle down, economics, they never work, they never work. I'll put a sock in it. This is class war!
It's time to be our survivors.
This is class war!
We realize they will not divide us.
This is class war!
But the classes will not be silenced.
This is class war! Stand up, we're survivors. Stand up, support the strikers. Stand up, we're survivors. Stand up, support the strikers. Shout out Mick Lynch, RMT, Aslef, Unison, Unite, Royal College of Nursing, I've got your back, TUC, CWU, UCU, a store, everyone go and join a union. This is class war!
What's going on? We are survivors.
This is class war!
We realize they will not divide us.
This is class war!
The working classes will not be silenced.
This is class war!
Well, that's about the size of it this week. That was the Menstrual Cramps and Class War. And by the way, if you were wondering what you were listening to in the last section, it was The Roots. Thanks for being such a great job on the bed this week.
That's all right.
Well, you pair of wankers. Absolutely brilliant song. Absolutely hopeless, fellas. Maybe you mentioned one or two ways maybe this has shown you where you haven't done before. Like anyone's going to ever want to listen to this fucking mess again.
All right. So yeah, do visit our website, punkyradio.com, late shows front page, all the shows are on there, better shows than this. If you're going to listen, if your first show is 966, maybe I'd advise you to go back a few weeks.
Just work backwards.
Not
work backwards from 965.
And don't start with this one.
Don't go anywhere near it.
You can find us online, various stations like pedunkradio.com, radioandy.se, radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on Spotify. With the podcast section. Do check us out, good way to listen. And also on Amazon Music, again, podcast section. If you get yourself one of them Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Get the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it. It's free. Thanks again to Poco for that, as always. And then, play with your Alexa device and let's just try and forget this show ever happened. But the music was good, so there is that.
If you have been adversely affected by any of the topics that have been raised in this radio programme, please go to samaritans.org. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Boog.